Hello, everybody, and welcome to Rarely Disabled on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Rare. How is everybody doing today? I hope everybody's having a good week. Today is November 3rd. It is election day, and hopefully by tonight, we will know if President Trump won the election or if Vice President Joe Biden won. But what I just want everybody to really keep in mind that no matter your political affiliation, we are all Americans. We are all citizens of this nation. We are all human beings. And we just need to remember to respect each other, love each other, and treat each other with kindness, regardless of our political affiliation, religion, sexual orientation. We're all human beings, you know. We just need to take care of each other, love each other, and not fight because of our political affiliation. I feel that with this election, you know, a lot of people are just so anxious and angry and hostile. And it's not just the election. I feel this whole year, with the pandemic and the multiple protests across the nation, I feel like a lot of people are really struggling with their mental health because there's just so much going on. It's so overwhelming. And this is why I feel that it's important that for today's episode, we talk about mental illness. I feel that that is something that a lot of people are struggling with and that we really need to talk about. Because I don't know about you guys, but how many of you guys have felt anxious and depressed and lonely and just so emotionally tired of this past year, this past couple of months? I have felt very anxious and stressed and having panic attacks, and I felt depressed and lonely being stuck at home. My moods has, you know, switched from high to lows in matters of hours in a day, just because the uncertainty of everything, of, you know, the coronavirus, is they're going to get it under control, is I'm going to get sick, is someone that I love going to get sick too, and then, you know, the election, what's going to happen to a nation, who's going to be our new president. I think this year the presidential election has been unprecedented. The debates have been unprecedented. Everything is so bizarre and weird that I feel that mentally we are all not just tired but overwhelmed, which is why I feel that we need to talk about mental illness. So let's start first by defining what is a mental illness. According to the Mayo Clinic, mental illness, also called mental health disorders, refers to a wide range of mental health conditions that affect your mood, thinking, and behavior. Examples of mental illness include depression, anxiety disorders, schizophrenia, eating disorders, and addicted behavior. So those are some of the examples of mental illness. There's a lot more, but mental illness, you know, many people have mental health concerns from time to time. That's normal. But a mental health concern becomes a mental illness when ongoing signs and symptoms cause frequent stress and affect your ability to function. That's why mental illness is also considered a mental disability, because it impacts your day-to-day and prevents you from functioning and from accomplishing daily tasks. Signs and symptoms of mental illness can vary. You know, it depends on your disorder. It depends on your circumstances and other factors. But the main thing with mental illness is that mental illness symptoms is that they can affect your emotions, your thoughts, and your behaviors. Some symptoms and signs of a mental illness is when you are feeling sad or down, when you are confused when thinking or reduced ability to concentrate, excessive fears or worries or extreme feelings of guilt, extreme mood changes of highs and lows, withdrawal from friends and family, significant tiredness, low energy or problems sleeping, detachment from reality, so delusions and hallucinations, the inability to cope with daily problems or stress, trouble understanding and relating to others and situations, problems with alcohol or drug use, and excessive anger, hostility, or violence, and lastly, suicidal thoughts. So those are some of the common signs and symptoms of mental illness, and that is what you need to look for in people and in yourself too, you know, in order to realize that you might have a mental illness. Sometimes mental illnesses are long-term, sometimes they are temporary, but nonetheless, it's important for you to be aware of the signs and to get treatment and help as soon as you can. Now, you might ask yourself, what causes mental illnesses? Mental illnesses can be caused by many factors. One of them is inherited traits. So mental illness is more common in people whose blood relatives also have a mental illness. And that is because certain genes may increase your risk of developing a mental illness, and your life situation may trigger it. Another factor that causes mental illness is environmental exposure from birth. And this means exposure to environmental stressors, inflammatory conditions, toxins, alcohol, or drugs while in the womb can be linked to mental illness. So if you are exposed to those environmental factors when you are in your mother's belly, that can cause mental illness. And lastly, a brain chemistry. So your neurotransmitters are naturally occurring brain chemicals that carry signals to other parts of your brain and body. But when the neural networks involving these chemicals are impaired, the function of nerve receptors and nerve systems change, leading to depression and other emotional disorders. So those are some of the causes of mental illnesses. Obviously, like I said, environmental factors, so your life situation, maybe a situation at work, at home, at school, may be causing you to struggle mentally and emotionally, and that can lead to a mental illness. But like I said, you need to be able to be aware of the signs and the causes so that you can look for a doctor and diagnosis and a treatment so you can treat it, because mental illness can be very serious at times. It's not treated in time. It can lead, like I said, to suicidal thoughts, which can then lead to suicide. And I feel that with this year, with the COVID-19 pandemic, and then with the unprecedented election, a lot of us are struggling with mental illnesses, and the episodes of mental illnesses have become more recurring. Just because we're all stuck at home and we can't find ways to manage them safely and properly at home. On my next segment, I'm going to talk about the different types of mental conditions. So please stay tuned for more on Rarely Disabled on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Rare.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Every year, millions of Americans get into car accidents because they're too obsessed with their phones. Do you really need to comment, "Oh my gosh, so cute," on the picture of Kelly's dog while you're driving in the middle of a highway? If it's absolutely necessary to use your phone, pull over. Distracted driving is dangerous driving, so don't be that person. Put the phone down. It can wait. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Welcome back to Rarely Disabled on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Rare. On today's episode, we are talking about mental health. With the current COVID-19 pandemic and the unprecedented presidential election, I feel that it is more important than ever to talk about mental illness. A lot of people in our nation struggle with mental illness every day. In fact, 1 in 5 Americans have a mental condition. Mental illness are conditions that impact someone's daily life. It can impact their day-to-day and their ability to function normally. There are different types of mental conditions or mental disabilities. On this segment, I'm going to tell you about the most common ones. Number one, let's start with anxiety disorders. People with anxiety disorders respond to certain objects or situations with fear and dread, as well as with physical signs of anxiety or panic, such as rapid heartbeat, and sweating. An anxiety disorder is diagnosed if the person's response is not appropriate for the situation, if the person cannot control the response, or if the anxiety interferes with normal functioning. Anxiety disorders include generalized anxiety disorder, panic disorder, social anxiety disorder, and phobias. Other common mental conditions are mood disorders. These disorders involve persistent feelings of sadness or periods of feeling overly happy, or switching from extreme happiness to extreme sadness. The most common mood disorders are depression and bipolar disorders. Another type of mental condition are psychotic disorders. Psychotic disorders involve distorted awareness and thinking. Two of the most common symptoms of psychotic disorders are hallucinations, the experience of images and sounds that are not real, such as hearing voices, and delusions, which are false, fixed beliefs that the ill person accepts as true, despite evidence to the contrary. Schizophrenia is an example of a psychotic disorder. Eating disorders involve extreme emotions, attitudes, and behaviors involving weight and food. Anorexia, bulimia, and binge eating are the most common eating disorders in the country. Other mental conditions include impulse control and addiction disorders. People with impulse control disorders are unable to resist or urges or impulses to perform acts that could be harmful to themselves and to others. For example, pyromania, starting fires, kleptomania, stealing, and compulsive gambling are examples of impulse control disorders. Alcohol and drug use are common objects or addictions, and often people with these disorders become so involved with the object of their addiction that they begin to ignore responsibilities and relationships. Another common mental illness are personality disorders. People with personality disorders have extreme and inflexible personality traits that are distressing to the person and or cause problems in work, school, or social relationships. In addition to the person's pattern of thinking and behavior significantly differ from the expectations of society and are so rigid that they interfere with the person's normal functioning. Examples of personality disorders include antisocial personality disorder, obsessive compulsive personality disorder, and paranoid personality disorder. Another mental condition includes obsessive compulsive disorder. People with OCD are plagued by constant thoughts or fears that cause them to perform certain routines. The disturbing thoughts are called obsessions, and the rituals are called compulsions. An example is a person with an unreasonable fear of germs who constantly washes his or her hands. And one last disorder are post-traumatic stress disorder. PTSD is a condition that can develop following a traumatic or terrifying event, such as a sexual or physical assault, the unexpected death of a loved one, or a natural disaster. People with PTSD often have lasting and frightening thoughts and memories of the event and tend to be emotionally numb. Those are some of the most common type of mental illnesses or conditions. There are many more other mental conditions. I just wanted to highlight the most common because I'm sure that most of you have probably heard about this condition but don't know a lot about them or don't know exactly what they do. For example, with anxiety disorder or panic disorder, that's something that I experienced a couple of years ago where I was having rapid heartbeat, like tachycardia, and I was having panic attacks, and you know, it was so scary because I didn't know what was happening, and I didn't know what was causing it or how to control it. So my doctor eventually put me on medication. I used a little bit. I'm not using it anymore because I have learned to recognize when I'm having a panic attack and how to control it. I usually try to breathe in and out, you know, and try to remind myself where I am, who I am, and that everything is okay. Depression, I have felt depression before. I do suffer from it from time to time. You know, when my brother passed away, I was hit with depression. So I actually went and talked to a therapist about it. And with the pandemic, you know, being stuck at home, that has been really hard because, you know, I'm stuck at home. I'm not able to go out because of my health condition, which makes it, you know, more difficult to be out in public. You know, slowly I have learned to recognize the signs of depression too and how to manage it, you know, on my own in case, you know, I don't have my doctor available to me. And I have found ways to manage it, you know, here at home on what to do. And then a lot of people also say that I'm a little OCD, that I like to, you know, have certain rituals and, you know, certain routines, which is true. I'm a very clean and organized person. And with the pandemic, I don't know about you guys, but I became so OCD about washing my hands, cleaning everything. I was constantly cleaning the house, cleaning the doorknobs, cleaning my phone every time I went out or I went to the hospital. It was a little, you know, obsessive. I'm honest about that. But it was just because I was so anxious and fearful of, you know, of the situation and what was going to happen, that was my only way of handling the situation. Obviously, with the months, I become much better at, you know, controlling myself and managing, you know, my fears and my worries and, you know, trying to take care of my mental health as best as I can while here at home. So I hope that everybody would this little bit of knowledge about the different types of mental illness that you guys are able to not only recognize it on yourself, but also recognize it in others and help them to get, you know, help and treatments and used to support and encourage individuals who have mental illness because, like I said, it can be very serious. It can lead to suicide. It can lead to people harming themselves. So it's very important that we talk about mental illness and not treat it as something that is taboo or something that shouldn't be talked about because it's something that's seen as bad because it's not. A lot of people, like I said, suffer from mental illness. And on my next segment, I'm going to talk about the statistics and facts about mental conditions in the United States. So please stay tuned for more on Rarely Disabled right here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Rare.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
Hey, think twice before you litter. Even a small piece of trash can endanger the beautiful animals in our communities. So don't litter. Take responsibility and help the environment. Help save some animals and keep the world clean. It only takes a few seconds to find the trash can and throw away that candy wrapper. So be a role model and don't litter. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio and the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
This is Rarely Disabled on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Rare. This is the top story at the bottom of the hour on November 3rd, 2020, only on Penguin Radio. Right now, MSNBC is reporting that President Trump is leading in battleground Florida and Texas, but that Biden is pulling ahead in Arizona. The tight presidential race is going to come down to the key states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Arizona, and North Carolina. On today's episode, we are talking about mental health, the importance of recognizing the signs and symptoms of mental illness, what causes mental illnesses, and what are the different types of mental illness and conditions such as anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, OCD, PTSD, bipolar disorder, eating disorder, addiction disorders. Those are all types of mental conditions that affect people every day. Because mental illness is very common. In fact, about 1 in 5 adults has a mental illness in any given year in the United States. That's about 44 million of Americans every year who have a mental illness in the United States. Mental illness can begin at any age, from childhood to later in adult years, but in most cases, it begins early in life. And research has found that about 1 in 25 U.S. adults experience a serious mental illness each year, and about 1 in 6 U.S. children ages 6 to 17 experience a mental health disorder each year. 50% of all lifetime mental illness begins by age 14 and 75% at age 24. So mental illness or mental conditions can affect anybody. It doesn't matter your age, your sex or gender or race or political affiliation, you can be impacted by a mental condition. Like I said, 1 in 5 adults has a mental illness in the United States in any given year. I can imagine that this year with the pandemic and all the crazy stuff happening this year, a lot of people have developed mental illnesses or their mental conditions have been exacerbated by the situations. But research also finds that anxiety disorders are one of the most common mental health concerns in the United States. Over 40 million adults in the U.S., that's 19.1%, have an anxiety disorder. Meanwhile, approximately 7% of children ages 3 to 17 experience issues with anxiety each year. But most people develop symptoms of anxiety before they are 21 years old. So before you are 21 years old, you can develop symptoms of anxiety, and that means being extremely fearful or having dread about certain situation and not being able to control it, or not even being able to control that situation. Depression is another common mental illness in the United States. About 17.3 million of adults suffer from depression in the United States, and 3.1 million or 13% of children ages 12 to 17 suffer from depression, compared to 9% of those that suffer from severe depression. So we can see that children are increasingly developing depression at an early age. 3.1 million of children is a lot of children suffering from depression. And that's because, you know, their life situation, or it might be hereditary. Research also has found that a specific population groups also have suffered from different types of mental conditions. Research found that 17% of African Americans have a mental illness. 12% of Latinx or Hispanics have a mental condition. 13% of Asian American, Pacific Islander have a mental illness. 23% of Native Americans, Alaska Native, have a mental condition. And 37% of LGBTQIA have a mental conditions. So like I said, mental health, mental illness can impact anybody regardless of their race, ethnicity, their age, sex, their religious or political affiliation. We can see with the last research that 37% of the LGBTQIA population or community has a mental illness, and that's very high. That's extremely high. But there are certain factors, like I was saying before, that increase your risk of developing a mental illness, including but not limited to a history of mental illness in a blood relative, such as a parent or a sibling, a stressful life situation, such as a financial problem, a loved one's death, or a divorce, an ongoing chronic medical condition, such as diabetes, traumatic experiences, such as a military combat or assault, and also the use of alcohol and drugs can increase your risk of developing a mental illness. For those who have mental conditions, I feel that the coronavirus pandemic has increased the episode of anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts. According to a study done by the CDC in late June, 40% of adults reporting struggling with mental health or substance use. In the same study, 31% reporting having anxiety or depression symptoms, 26% reported having trauma or stressor disorder symptoms, 13% reported starting or increasing substance use, and 11% reported seriously considering suicide. So 11 people in the last few months in June considered suicide due to their mental health suffering associated with the coronavirus pandemic. In the same study, they also found that the prevalence of symptoms of anxiety disorder was approximately 3 times those reported in the second quarter of 2019. So 25.5% versus 8.1% in 2019. And the prevalence of depressive disorder was approximately 4 times that reported in the second quarter of 2019, with 24.3% versus 6.3%. So as we can see with the current pandemic, those who suffer from anxiety and depression increasingly their episodes increasingly grew. They had more episodes. I mean, 3 times more than last year and 4 times more than last year. That's a lot. And that's something that we need to worry about. The study also found that those who seriously consider suicide included individuals ages 18 to 24 years old, with 25.5%, Hispanics 18.6%, Blacks 15.1%, individuals with less than a high school diploma were 30%, essential workers were 21.7%, and unpaid caregivers of adults were 30.7%. Those are very high numbers of individuals who consider suicide in late June related to the current coronavirus pandemic. And that's very worrisome. On average, 132 Americans die by suicide each day. And 90% of those who die by suicide have a diagnosable mental health condition. So we really need to pay attention to this statistic, start talking about mental illness because it's very important. Like I say, a mental condition can lead people to harm themselves or others. And we need to start talking about mental illnesses and start to provide the necessary resources for individuals to treat and to manage their mental conditions, because these numbers, like I said, are very high. And this year, with everything, it's so overwhelming, it's so stressful, and a lot of people are struggling with mental health. 40% of adults are struggling with mental health in the United States right now, and you know, that's a lot. And we should continue to talk about this issue. We should not make it a taboo or something that is not okay to talk about with everybody and with your loved ones and your family members. On my next segment, I'm going to be talking about prevention and different resources that you can use to treat or manage your mental health conditions. So please stay tuned for more on Rarely Disabled on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Rare.
The following PSA is brought to you by the DJs at Penguin Radio.
For some of you, a mask could be a fashion statement. For all of you, a mask should be something that saves lives. Don't think, just mask up, and you'll potentially save someone's life. This PSA has been brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California.
Welcome back to Rarely Disabled on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Rare. We are talking about mental health and mental conditions. Although mental illnesses are sometimes hard to treat, they can be managed with a combination of medications and talk therapy, psychotherapy, and other resources. The first thing that people need to do is to get a proper diagnosis. So before you can treat a mental condition, people need to get a proper diagnosis. They need to talk to a specialist, a doctor, or a doctor, and they need to create a treatment plan with their doctor. So after they get a proper diagnosis of whatever their condition is, they need to create a treatment plan to treat that disorder. And treatment, you know, it depends on the type of mental illness. It depends on the severity of your disorder. And it also depends on what works for you, because not everything is going to work the same for everybody. You know, no treatment plan is the same for everybody. Some individuals with mental conditions require medications to treat, you know, their conditions. And some of the most common medications include antidepressants, So antidepressants are used to treat depression, anxiety, and sometimes other conditions. Anti-anxiety medications, these are drugs that are used to treat anxiety disorders, such as generalized anxiety disorder or panic disorder. So I was given anti-anxiety medication a few years ago because to treat my panic attacks and my anxiety. We also have mood stabilizing medications. So most stabilizers are commonly used to treat bipolar disorders, which involve alternating episodes of mania and depression. And sometimes mood stabilizers are also used with antidepressants to treat depression. And then lastly, there are antipsychotic medications. So antipsychotic medications are typically used to treat psychotic disorders such as schizophrenia. Antipsychotics are also used to treat bipolar disorder or is used in combination with antidepressants to treat depression. Another form of treatment that individuals with mental illnesses can do is psychotherapy or talk therapy, which involves talking about your condition and related issues with a mental health professional. During psychotherapy, you may learn about your condition and your moods and your feelings, thoughts, and behavior. So with this insight and knowledge that you gain at your therapy, you can learn to cope and you can learn strategies to manage your condition. For a long time, I did psychotherapy. Used to treat, my anxiety and my depression. And it really helps, when you are able to talk to someone else about your condition or what's bothering you or what's triggering you. But you also learn, most importantly, you learn what are your triggers. You learn to recognize your stressors. So, and you learn to, coping and strategies to manage those symptoms. Other types of treatments for individuals with mental illness include brain stimulating therapy, substance abuse or misuse treatments, and hospital and residential treatment programs for severe conditions. Those are common treatment plans for individuals with mental conditions. There is no sure way to prevent a mental health or a mental illness. However, if you have a mental illness and you take, the steps to control your stress, to increase your resilience and to boost low self-esteem, it might help you to control your symptoms. Other things, like I said, is to pay attention to warning signs. Work with your doctors and your therapists to recognize those signs, to learn what your stresses are, so you can manage your symptoms, so you are aware of them. Another thing is to get help when you need it. So when you feel that you're relaxing in your symptoms, talk to your doctor, talk to your therapist, talk to anybody. Take your medication. Those are very, very important to help you to control and manage your condition. And then lastly is take good care of yourself. Have enough sleep, exercise, have a balanced and healthy diet. Do things that you love, that you enjoy. Meditate, do yoga, exercise. That's some of the things that I do. I like to do yoga and meditate to calm my anxiety, and to calm myself. But I also like to stay active and exercise. I go for a walk every day, which, that helps me a lot to clear my head and to get rid of, all the sadness or the fear and the worries, feelings that I get sometimes. And those are important, to help me manage my conditions and to keep me sane. But it's, like I said, mental illness is very important and it can be treated and managed with simple things such as medication, therapy, different things like I said, walking, exercise, meditating, doing things that you love. But one last thing that I want to say is that if your loved one shows signs of mental illness, have an open and honest discussion with them, you know, about your concerns. You might not be able to force them to get professional help right away, but you can offer, you know, encouragement and support. You can, you know, help them to find a good doctor or therapist. You can accompany them to their appointment, and you can be there for them. That's all individuals want. You know, it doesn't matter if you have a mental illness or a medical condition. We just want to know that you guys are there and that you support us. And that's very important. So if you do, like I said, if you do know someone who has a mental condition, just be there for them. Listen to them. Don't judge. Sometimes you don't know what's going on in their head or in their heart. And they just need to be listened to. And they just need your support and your encouragement. But another thing that I do want to say is that if you are concerned about a loved one or a friend or someone you know may be having suicidal thoughts or feelings, please get them help as soon as you can. Take them to a hospital, to a doctor, or, you know, share with them the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. They can call to 1-800-273-8255 for English, or 1-888-628-9454 for Spanish. That helpline is there for all those who feel that they are having suicidal thoughts or feelings. So please get help. Please remember, you are not alone. You are not the only one. We all struggle with mental health. It is okay to have a mental condition, and it is okay, most importantly, to ask for help. Thank you for listening to Rarely Disabled on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Rare.